Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant located in the River Oaks neighborhood right in the middle of the golf course.
What's happening at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles? We asked the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Right now, Gary, everything's on special. Got special prices, phenomenal. And my prices are way better than everybody else. And that's why I'm still in business after 33 years. We've got specials on the bases, on the mattresses, headboards and footboards, you name it, everything's on sale. And it'll continue early through next year as well. Till they raise my prices, I don't raise my prices.
Visit the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email, letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles police arrest tenant on Vine Street for vandalism and arson. Supervisorial candidate calls for resignation of Bruce Gibson. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the low 70s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills than 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Paso Robles Police Department received a report from a family on the 1400 block of Vine Street shortly after midnight on December 9th. The family reported that the upstairs tenant of their residence was yelling, breaking windows, and flooding the building. Officers attempted to contact the upstairs tenant, identified later as 55-year-old Michael Moogie of Paso Robles. Moogie refused to communicate with police and exit the building. Instead, he continued to throw items out of the upstairs windows and even started a small fire on the balcony that soon fizzled out. Officers continued to watch until about 9:30 a.m., where Moogie again began throwing items out of the window, refusing to speak with police, family members, or mental health specialists. Eventually, detectives obtained an arrest and search warrant for Moogie with assistance from the Paso Robles Fire Department. Officers made entry into the residence via an upstairs balcony at about 1 p.m. The police department says Moogie fled the building by jumping from the roof, injuring himself in the process. He was taken into custody and booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail after receiving treatment from a local hospital. He was arrested for felony vandalism, arson, and resisting a police officer with violence. District 2 supervisor candidate calls for resignation of Bruce Gibson. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. A San Luis Obispo County supervisorial candidate has called for the resignation of Supervisor Bruce Gibson. This came after Gibson announced on December 2nd that he has hired his wife, Cherry Gibson, as his legislative assistant. Cherry Gibson previously held this role from 2016 to 2019 before she retired. In addition to Cherry Gibson, Bruce Gibson announced that Jim D'Antona will also be working for his office. D'Antona is the CEO of the San Luis Obispo Chamber of Commerce and is the endorsed candidate by Gibson for his seat. Other District 2 candidate Michael Aaron Woody released a statement calling for Gibson's resignation, saying that this is nepotism and cronyism. Aaron Woody's release says, "Now every time Gibson and his wife or assistant go to Sacramento on their private plane, Washington, D.C., or any conference in the United States, Slo County taxpayers will be paying for their vacation and all expenses. This is disgraceful." Aaron Woody's statement also calls for an investigation into these appointments from the County District Attorney's Office, the California Fair Political Practices Commission, and County Human Resources. The debate regarding transgender students, locker rooms, restrooms, and sports once again returned to the Paso Robles School Board meeting last night. Two transgender students spoke out during public comment regarding the recent debate. Here is one of those students now.
The notice of non-discrimination claims that our school prohibits programs and practices that encourage unlawful discrimination of any student. Mr. Enny, your endeavors to threaten this validity of this very statement. How can you claim to be working to support students when you are attempting to take direct action against them? When I say that I'd like to be seen as a human being, this is what I mean. I should be able to use the restroom at school and participate in sports without feeling like I'm out of place. Every student should be given equal opportunities and the freedom to lead their academic life in the way that they choose. I believe that we as a community can work to improve the education of citizens of Paso Robles. And most of all, I believe that this can be achieved without targeting the LGBTQIA+ students that call Paso Robles home. Thank you.
Another student who spoke during a previous meeting about her experience with a transgender student in the girls' bathroom also gave her thoughts during this meeting.
Mr. Peterson also stated that there's no issue at the high school because his children and other board members' children have not mentioned anything. Hearing that as a student who has come forward and was incredibly discouraging, the experiences of students who speak up should matter at least as much as the assumptions based on someone else's child. I'm not here to fight. I'm here because students, girls and boys, deserve to feel safe, respected, and heard. I hope this board chooses to take that seriously. Thank you again, Mr. Enny, Mr. Castillo, and Ms. McCoy. Your support does not go unnoticed.
Trustee Kenny Enny did not attempt a motion for the resolution as he did previously, instead saying he will wait until after Christmas to bring the discussion forward once again.
In the spirit of Christmas, so Jim can get out of here early, I won't discuss the resolution, but I would like after Christmas, I would like us to revisit looking at designs of the bathrooms and the locker rooms, because going forward, this problem's not going to go away. You're going to have two groups that are in conflict, and if that's the way of the future, if we're going to have a gender fluid society, then we need to rethink traditional bathrooms and locker rooms. So I'll bring that back after the new year. Besides that, have a blessed Christmas.
The next informal meeting with Passerable's Joint Unified School District Superintendent Jennifer Loftus will be held this Friday, December 12th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. This coffee chat event is part of a series of monthly meetings to allow for an open, welcoming space for conversation between district leadership and the community about priorities, initiatives, and ongoing efforts to support students and families. The meeting will again be held this Friday, December 12th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom, 800 Niblick Road. The County Sheriff's Office Christmas Bicycle Giveaway will be held this morning at 9 at the Sheriff's Honor Farm, 880 Oklahoma Avenue, San Luis Obispo. Since 1989, the Sheriff's Office hosts this event promoting the holiday season by giving away refurbished bicycles to children in need in San Luis Obispo County. The bikes are donated by the community and are refurbished by Sheriff's Honor Farm inmates. The Sheriff's Office also receives assistance from the Sheriff's Advisory Foundation, Bike Slow County, the Sandlot Group of San Luis Obispo, Waste Connections, the County of San Luis Obispo Health Agency, and the police departments for Cal Poly, Paso Robles, and the City of San Luis Obispo. In sports for the NFL, on Thursday, the Falcons will face the Buccaneers. Triple header for KPRL on Sunday, December 14th. We'll have the Raiders and Eagles in the morning, then the Packers and Broncos in the afternoon, and finally the Cowboys and Vikings in the evening. In the NBA, yesterday the Magic beat the Heat 117-108, the Knicks over the Raptors 117-101. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Spurs, the Suns will go against the Thunder. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16. California News coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California headline news. Santa Monica has a new mayor, Carolyn Terosas, sworn in last night. Several residents immediately confronted her about her involvement in a torpedoed county-backed plan to convert two luxury apartment properties into interim housing for the mentally ill. The Bay Area, rattled by dozens of small earthquakes over the past month, the latest hitting Monday, with most of them in San Ramon, close to the Calaveras Fault.
And there's lots of little faults. There might be some kind of micro cracks and maybe a little bit of fluid coming up from depth. That's causing these little earthquakes to kind of occur and rearrange and let go of some of the stress there.
USGS seismologist Anne-Marie Balte says swarms of quakes are typical for the area, can continue for several days. A man who says he was painting crosswalks to make them safer has been arrested in Los Angeles. Jonathan Hale, cited for vandalism, says police have let him do it before.
We have interacted with the police before and explained what we're doing, and they've let us go. But this time, I guess they had to put me in touch.
John Gilliland, California News.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel Tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit SteelUSA.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
A new exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card is your opportunity to go from cardholder to ticket holder for the FIFA World Cup 2026. For a limited time, when you're approved for a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card, you're eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more today at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. All rights reserved.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Increasing demand for lamb, possibly driven in part by consumers seeking alternatives to beef amid record high prices, has led to higher earnings for this fall for lamb producers. The national lamb slaughter value, or the value that producers receive for a lamb before processing, topped at $2.25 per pound in the third quarter, compared to about $1.70 in the first half of 2025. When beef becomes expensive, some consumers switch to lamb, boosting its demand and, in turn, its price, said Megan Wortman, executive director of the Colorado-based American Lamb Board. However, lamb prices are more directly influenced by factors like its own supply and demand dynamics, the higher cost of production, and seasonal patterns. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Low 70s Friday, upper 60s on Saturday, mid-60s Sunday and Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 37 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open narrowly mixed. The Federal Reserve is expected to lower interest rates by a quarter of a percent later today. The latest reading on inflation, the Employment Cost Index, was released this morning and suggests employees are still receiving raises, but the increases are smaller than months ago. GE Vernova opened up 12%. The energy company is boosting its forecast for the year and is increasing its purchase of its own shares. GE Vernova has been working on energy for data centers. Palantir Technology shares opened up more than 1.5%. The data analytics and defense contractor just received a $448 million contract with the U.S. Navy to manage the supply chain of its nuclear submarine fleet. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda. Invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on-site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service, and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
Hi, Lindsay here from K-John's Jewelry Company. For decades, our family has believed in one thing above all else, do right by people. That's why we never discount our jewelry. We price fairly every single day. No inflated tags, no discount games, just honest value and pieces we're proud to stand behind. But today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. To make room for our new original K-John's collection, we're doing something very special. We are liquidating our entire current inventory. This isn't a marketing event. This is our way of saying thank you to a community that has supported us, trusted us, and grown with us for generations. We want you to have the opportunity to bring home something beautiful at a price that truly reflects our gratitude. We're excited for what's to come and honored to take this next step with you. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K-John's Jewelry Company, from our family to yours, thank you.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero, 238-5775, which you can text at 238-KPRL to join us on the Wednesday edition on The Right Choice.
the morning exchange. KPRL.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, whatever may be on your minds. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Eric's in for Karen. She will be back tomorrow, and Chris Bausch will be on, Paso Robles City Council. Alrighty, let's see here. I got, from last hour. Alright, so again, change the subject and just whatever you want to talk about. That's the way it's supposed to work here. On the right choice. You know, this one of the big national stories regarding Minnesota and the amount of money that has been stolen, and there are some who are saying that these tax dollars help fund terrorists and that the police in Minnesota, particularly St. Paul, were left without money to protect the public. And the police union is warning that about 2,500 officers over the next few years are going to say, see ya. See ya. Now, some of this tax money funding, and it found its way to terrorist groups in Somalia, all under the nose of Democratic leaders. But one of the things that, when I was reading the article, that the amount of money that has been, shall we say, not missing, but is gone, a question I have immediately is, look, this didn't happen in one day. Who are the people responsible for watching to see where the money goes? Is there no accountability? None at all, apparently. Because I'm bringing this closer to home, because we know that we have issues here in this county, in this city, in many cities up and down the Central Coast, in addition to the state. Now, the people that we entrust with our money that they take from us through what I'm going to start considering as legal extortion, don't they keep track and say, hey, wait a minute, we aren't doing too well here, we're going to have to slow down? Maybe that's naive thinking on my part that, well, what's the government going to do, not start doing things? Well, I hate to bring it home, but don't we have to do that in our own lives? So what are the reasons why government continues to do that? Well, one is the spending promises that they make when they're trying to get in office, and when they stand up at the meetings and they have every group with their hands out, they try to do that. You have the political promise. You also have the special interest influence, which gets some of these people elected and so forth. And you also get the ones who go up in front and these councils and supervisors, and they cry because the earth is ending if you don't give us the money. And as most of you are aware of, we have multiple groups doing the same things over and over as far as what they say their service is. Probably best to condense, but also one of the main things is you have a major problem with government inefficiencies with the program, the waste, the asset management, and the cost overruns and major projects, and it doesn't matter what the project is, and they contribute to higher costs, so they have to come back to us on a continuous basis. But again, the accountability is not anything that I have seen or will we see. It's just, the people will give us more money, so... Anyway, some more things here in California. The this taxpayer-funded health care for illegals in California, well, guess what it's going to do? Now, there is a potential here, and this has come from the national side looking into California on this health care for the illegals here in the state of California to the tune of more than a few billion dollars. Well, guess what that means? Now, it's going to cost more for an ambulance ride. Now, I know we alluded to this not too long ago, but this is for the, let me give you the number here. This is for the cost of taxpayer-funded ambulance. The cost has risen from $339 per transport to $1,168 per transport just this last year. And that's information collected by the California Department of Healthcare Services. And The state of California has submitted two requests that, if approved, would increase ambulance transportation to 1,597 in 2025 and 1,637 in 26. That's roughly a 382% increase. They are, I remember a guy used to call in here who did the ambulance thing. He lived in Paso, but he worked in San Luis, and he referred to a lot of them as frequent flyers, because they have to respond and they have to take them. So think about this type of money from 300 and whatever it was just a couple of years ago to over $1,500. The exact explanation of this doesn't, it's not identified here, but one can only fathom what the reason is. But this is all on you. All right. This is all on us. So private providers are locked in at a rate of $339, while public taxpayer-funded transport has been inflated in California. So the private providers, their rate at the $339, but the public, the taxpayer-funded, is these other grossly inflated figures. Why that is, I don't know. Maybe some of you do know. But again, it is our money. Almost on a daily basis, we see where our money is being abused. And I guess you could say that any time state or federal tax dollars enter into an equation, the cost will go up. And as we've mentioned last hour, because of the influence that unions and others have on the people making the decisions and getting into office, this is corruption. I don't care what anybody else calls it. It is corruption. So, again, maybe you have some thoughts because, again, it is your money. 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us. All right, somebody, because the last hour on the electronic generation charges. You ready for this, Chris? You ready?
Ready.
According to... Electric generation charges are the cost of the actual electricity you use, separate from delivery, often handled by a third-party provider. You got that?
Sure. Following so far.
All right. These charges can vary by usage, time of day, and your chosen energy plan, replacing the generation portion that you traditionally that your traditional utility like PG&E would have charged. So that's in general what this charge is for the person who sent this in on the text of the Central Coast Community Energy Electric Generation charges. They just started a couple of months ago. It's making doing business very difficult. I still don't know if that making doing business with them difficult or in your business in general because of the cost has gone up. I don't know. I've only dealt with the Central 3CE, whatever it is, on two occasions, and they were very easy to deal with. Both of those occasions were to opt out after your elected officials put us in without conferring with us. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. The Triple C is a complete ripoff. When they started back in 2016, I think, or 2017, one of our cities locally, I kind of kept that eye on them. And then when they came to Paso, my electric bill doubled. It went from $80 a month to $160 a month. And now my electric bill went from $80 a month, in a 2,900 square foot, mind you, to a 1,300 square foot apartment to $300 roughly a month. And once it goes up to a certain number, I firmly believe that they do not lower it for any reason whatsoever at all. There's no reason I'm running $300 in electricity every month. There's not. There just isn't, except the price. Their price has gone up. And they'll keep it steady up. They'll never go back down again. So whatever Triple C thinks they're doing to help people, they're doing the opposite. They're actually ripping people off every month.
Well,
every month.
Have you thought about opting out?
I have. And they punished me for 6 months for doing that.
Well,
I most certainly did.
Well, what do you mean by punish you?
They kept charging me as if I was one of their customers. So my bill was tripled for 6 months.
So... Yeah. Now, my understanding is that there's a fee that you have to pay to opt out now, right?
Right. That's what they call. That's why I say they punish me. I had to pay that fee for 6 months, and then my bill is still $300 a month. Whatever they did to make it so high is the price. But they've also put new charges on there, because I can compare my bill from 2015 to today, and the charges are just astronomically quadrupled. In Paso, I mean, it's the same area. It's astronomical what they've done. But we can't go backwards now. They won't say, we don't want to make money anymore. You know what I mean? Once they started, it is corruption. It's corruption at its finest. Because everybody, I believed in them for a minute. I voted for, I was all for it. But once I saw what they were doing, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't get to choose anything. They're just charging me double.
Okay, so that was the question I was going to ask you. When this originally came up, you decided that you weren't going to opt out and this was going to be great for you, so you wanted to go with them.
They had me. They had me with all their... I went to the city council meetings and I heard them speak. They sounded very, like they're going to do something wonderful. And it's all smoke and mirrors. It's all baloney. Believe it at that. It's all baloney. Because I did believe in them in the beginning, but now I see them for what they are, which is... It's corrupt. It's all corrupt. It's all corruption. And once they get every city involved, you know how much money that is? More than I have.
Well, you know, one of the things that they boasted about is that they were going to give back to the community. And I think this had to do with, feel-good type things, maybe even helping out with some parks. Are you aware of any of that?
I remember being for it, and they must have tugged at my heartstrings somehow. But I remember being for it, the rebates and the bicycles and this, that, and the other thing. But it's all smoke and mirrors, just a fool to get it.
Well, since you were initially in favor of it, did you ever give much thought to it of... Yeah. Why the city council made us have to opt out as opposed to opt in?
Because it's easier to do one than the other. Well, once it's on your bill, you figure that's the way it's going to be forever. And not many people take it. And it was difficult to get through them to opt out of it. It wasn't just like over a few minutes. It took me a minute to actually get it done. They don't want you to opt out. Mm-hmm. They made it very difficult, the company did, and then the punishment, like I said, for 6 months. It wasn't like a one-time fee or charge or something. They did it for 6 months.
Yeah, that's...
And it's like, golly.
Well, that's what I originally thought, that there would be a $30 out or something like that, but apparently, at least your experience is that it's not.
No, I have receipts. I mean, I can show you my bills during that time, how they literally went four times the amount. It's not right what they're doing. You know, and I've tried to fight the utility commission one time for my natural gas bill, because they didn't charge me by coming and reading my meter. They elected to guesstimate my usage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
$120.
Wow.
They charged me $100 over. So I wrote the commission. I said, look, you guys, this isn't right. So they went back and looked at all my natural gas bills, and they ended up charging me another $300. So if I would just shut my mouth and kept it at that, I would have only lost $100. But instead, it went back, looked at all my natural gas bills, and I ended up being charged another $300 on top of it. So I got punished again. I wasn't like, oh, thank you for bringing this to our attention. No, I was, yeah, they got me.
Well, sorry to hear that, but hopefully a lesson learned.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's see here. Quick on the text. Hate to say it, but I told you so. CCC is a scam. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Oh, I'd like to recite to you the California Penal Code section 314. Penal Code prohibits indecent exposure, which is willful exposing your naked genitals to others who could be offended or sorry about my eyes annoyed by it. And it goes on to cite the penalties for it. Up to 6 months in jail or $1,000. And I left a copy of that with every school board trustee.
My simple question is, other than getting into how many bills say what and do this, because it's going on, Why does somebody with any character, or if they have character or decency, want to use the bathroom that they are not assigned to at birth?
Well, that's why they have this law on exposure.
What's the...
In fact, I can tell you, a long time ago...
I asked the question. Why do you think that somebody would do that?
Because they're evil.
Because what?
My opinion, they're evil.
They're evil?
Evil.
Okay.
They have no morals.
All right, well, let's kind of alluded to that. And it's only consideration maybe for themselves and not other. And I know we have to be careful here when we say the norms of society, of a decent society, that we still have this, antiquated term called standards.
Well, but we also have laws on the book. And, you know, whether or not they want to... follow them. A penal code is black and white.
Well,
it's not gray.
Well, if laws are on the books, they were put on, and they could be taken away. That's my.
But they haven't taken this one away.
Well, we don't.
Penal code, and several students have spoken up at numerous school board meetings, saying they're offended by somebody showing their genitals in the girls' locker room.
Right.
And yet nobody's doing anything about it because of our corrupt society,
you might say. Yep. All right. We're out of time. Got to go. Okay. Let's see here. They're gender neutral, are still allowed, and businesses can have them as a preference, but they must, however, also retain single-sex facilities. It's important to be clear about the term gender neutral. I forget the comedian or maybe a song or something, but is you are what you are. There's really not much debate about that.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The Pastorables Police Department received a report from a family on the 1400 block of Vine Street shortly after midnight on December 9th. The family reported that the upstairs tenant, 55-year-old Michael Moogie of Pastorables, was yelling, breaking windows, and flooding the building. After hours of refusing to talk or cooperate with police, Moogie attempted to flee officers entering the building by jumping from the roof. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail after receiving treatment for his injuries. District 2 candidate for San Luis Obispo County Supervisor Michael Aaron Woody has called for the resignation of Supervisor Bruce Gibson. This comes after Gibson has hired his wife, Cherry Gibson, and his endorsed successor, Jim D'Antona, to work for him in his office. Aaron Woody calls this nepotism and cronyism and calls for an investigation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the low 70s, it's 38 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump hits the trail with his affordability push in Pennsylvania.
Democrats talking about affordability is like Bonnie and Clyde preaching about public safety.
Telling a raucous Poconos crowd why the Democrats' affordability push is a hoax.
They caused the high prices and we're bringing them down. It's a simple message.
Twin brothers busted threatening ICE.
A pair of New Jersey teens were arrested outside Atlantic City after they allegedly threatened Department of Homeland Security Christy Noem's top deputy and pledged to shoot ICE on site. DHS officials said Ricardo and Emilio Roman Flores, both American citizens, were detained after allegedly writing on social media they wanted to torture and kill DHS Assistant Secretary Trisha McLaughlin.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The Senate tries again to make Obamacare affordable or scrap it for health savings accounts. Votes tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah. Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
This Saturday night, it's the annual Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase, a present to the community from the Paso Robles Main Street Association, the City of Paso Robles, and Vine Street neighbors and businesses. Stroll down historic Vine Street between 8th and 21st Streets and see beautifully decorated homes, Scrooge, the Snow King and Queen, and Santa and Mrs. Claus. Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase, this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Nice day. Low 70s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid 30s. Low 70s again on your Thursday. And as we head out to Friday, what's in store? Well, low 70s again. Saturday, upper 60s. Mid 60s. Sunday, Monday, upper 60s. Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 2. Up and down, 7:03 a.m., 4:51 p.m., we are at 39 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirits of Paso Robles and the beautiful River Oaks community. Outstanding meals at reasonable price. End of the year, looking for some things to donate to or your New Year's resolution, so forth and so on. Well, help support your local food pantry, and that would be Loaves and Fishes. They get no government money. Make a difference in the life of a local family, and you can look up Loaves and Fishes online. That's loavesandfishespaso.org. Also, from time to time, I'd like to remind you, if your group or nonprofit organization is having an event, or an ongoing type of event or meetings and so forth, and you'd like that announced on our community calendar, just send it to us. Well, when you can, but just keep it nice and short. Don't need 15 pages or anything like that, just one line or two. And you can do that to, let's see here, reception@kprl.com. And if you want to spend the money, P.O. Box 7, or you can drop it off 32nd and Oak 2 weeks in advance, and they go in rotation, first come, first serve. So, community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, dinner Wednesday through Sunday.
Happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. You got 2 weeks to do your job. Do your DYJ is what we like to say. All right, let's see here. Local celebrities leading off. Carl Hansen, Monty Newsom, Dallas McRae. We have Tom Silva, Mitch Robb, and Sue Trott. Short list yesterday and today. All righty, on my right-hand side, let's see who we have on this list. We have the poet Emily Dickinson, 1830, 1886. Melville Dewey, the Dewey Decimal System. 1851, 1931. Onward we go. Chet Huntley, the newscaster, 1911, 1974. Morton Gold, the composer, 1913, 1996. We have, from the Four Freshmen, Ken Albers, 1924. He passed away in 2007. From Bill Haley and the Comets, Joe Oliver, 1927. Died in 2001. Dan Blocker, that's it. You remember Bonanza? Yep, Hoss Cartwright. 1928, 1972. Onward, Tommy Kirk, the actor. 1941, died in 2021. Contemporary of him, Tommy Reddick from Lassie. 1941, 1996. Chad and Jeremy's, Chad Stewart, 1943. Steve Renko, pitched for a lot of teams, including the Angels, 1944. Gloria Loring, the singer, 1946. From the Commodores, Walter Orange, 1946. From the Friends of Distinction, Grazing in the Grass is a Gas Every Time You Dig It. Jessica Cleaves, 1948, 2014. Oh, man, one of the best. Yes, indeed. Country singer Johnny Rodriguez. Oh, my goodness. 1951, died last year. Susan Day from the Partridge Family. Hoo-ah. 1952. Let's see here. Who else do we have? Mark Aguirre. Basketball. I think he's in the Hall of Fame. Could put up a lot of points. I know that. Mark was born in 1959. And who else do we have here on this list of so-called celebrities? Going down, Sleeping with the Sirens, the guitarist, Nick Martin, 1982. And, Joe Burrow, Heisman Trophy winner, plays for the Bengals. Joe was born in 1996. Yeah. Passing away on this day, the one and only Mr. Richard Pryor, 2005. My man Otis Redding, 1967. Alfred Noble passed away in 1896. Michael Nesmith of the Minkees, 2021. Phil McKinnon from the show Alice. Yeah, he was a young guy. 2019, I didn't realize he passed away. Dolph Shays, Basketball Hall of Famer. He was first player to score 15,000 points. Son played in the league. He died in 2015. Everybody's favorite candidate, Eugene McCarthy, 2005. Armand Hammer, 1990. Let's see here. Damon Runyon, the author and columnist, died in 1946. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Yeah, he was good. He had 6 number one hits on the country charts. Just a kid when there was Tom T. Hall and Bobby Bear. Johnny Rodriguez was singing at an attraction called the Alamo Village. And at one of the sets, Tom T. Hall and Bobby Bear, who then encouraged him to go to Nashville. He was 21 at the time, and he arrived in Nashville with only a guitar and $14 in his pocket. Tom T. Hall soon found work for Rodriguez and his band, as well as writing songs, which Johnny Rodriguez wrote and co-wrote a lot of his hits. Again, he was just a kid, and his voice is just magical. And he was one of the top country stars of the mid to late 70s, maybe going into the little 80s, ran into some personal problems, shall we say, with some, drugs and some other things. And anyway, he had a little bit of a comeback as far as getting himself straight, but as far as the charts, it never was the same. And Johnny Rodriguez then lived, the rest of his life down in Texas, enjoying and doing occasional gigs and so forth and so on. He was 73 when he died in San Antonio, Texas, May 9th, 2025, and he was in hospice care at the time. Johnny Rodriguez to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The County Sheriff's Office Christmas Bicycle Giveaway will be held this morning at 9 a.m. at the Sheriff's Honor Farm, 880 Oklahoma Avenue, San Luis Obispo. Since 1989, the Sheriff's Office hosts this event, promoting the holiday season by giving away refurbished bicycles to children in need in the county. The next informal meeting with the Paso Robles Joint Unified District Superintendent Jennifer Loftus will be held this Friday, December 12th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today, highs in the low 70s, it's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Johnny Rodriguez was honored by 3 United States presidents, Jimmy Carter and both the Bushes, and he played at George H.W. Bush's inaugural ball. One and only Johnny Rodriguez, and he's in the Hall of Fame, Texas Country Music Hall of Fame. All right, we've got one more to go. This hour brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.